We set a point at the end of our last little talk together, which I feel needs to be emphasized, because really it's the Pesach, it's the opening, it's the shahr, it's the gate for us to really get into Shabbos in the right way. We mentioned the fascinating halacha, the fascinating law that a non-Jew, a goy Shabbos, is chayv misa, that a non-Jew is not supposed to keep Shabbat if you're around a non-Jew and over Shabbos. Thank you. I'm used to that in the morning. Nice. If you're around a non-Jew on Shabbos, you should make sure he does a little work on Shabbat, because he's not supposed to keep Shabbos. Now, why is that? What's wrong with a non-Jew keeping Shabbos? So the way we said it like this, that certainly non-Jews have a very important tafkid, a very important job in the world, but their job relates to what we call the shesh, the six sides, right? Front, left, back, forward, up, down. Sheshes yamim asar shem alasim as hashemayim v'asaretz. But shvi, the idea of seven, it's something which is unique to the Jewish people. What's the point of seven? As we've laid down in previous times, the idea of seven is that the central point, the Nekudah Emtzayis, the middle point, or Moshe Shapiro, Zecher Tzadik Kadosh L'Bracha, taught, is the middle point where all physicality comes out of. And deeper than that, it's the interface really between the spiritual and the physical. There are levels of spirituality which are higher, which are not felt in the world. But the spirituality of Shabbos is spirituality which is felt in the world, which is seen, right? We haven't said this before, but Rav Olba, the great Mashkiach of the last generation, said when he came to the Mir Yeshiva, he thought there were two Mashkiachim. There was one Mashkiach for Shabbos and one Mashkiach for the week. Because the person he saw on Shabbos was a totally different person. It's a true story. They heard it from him, it's written. And then after a few weeks, he realized, you know, it's the same Rabbi Ruchem Lavav, it's the same person. But he didn't even realize that it was because he looked so different on Shabbos, because the Kedusha, the holiness of Shabbos, the holiness which penetrates the week. And that's what seven is all about. And that's why the non-Jews, who have a specific important role in the world, but they're not part of that. That's uniquely Jewish. But what we went to last week was something which is really, really important, which is that, you know, we ourselves are not Shvi Dick enough, right? We are not spiritual enough. The physical world excites us. I'll bring you a proof, right? Many of us in the room were very excited by what went on last Sunday, right? That's a very, very physical thing, the Super Bowl. Nothing more physical than the Super Bowl. You know, 22 guys smashing each other, just trying to break their bones and getting all excited and spitting at each other and getting all, you know, the second you make a touchdown, throwing a ball, it's a pigskin. Well, it's pigskin, it's a davaracha. The whole thing is a davaracha, it's a pigskin, you know? That's what they call football in my day, pigskin. So, and I also get excited by these things. We get excited by the physical world. What, you know, is it going to be French toast or not? But we have to realize that's the stuff of 6 days. That's not really the stuff of Shabbos. And the more we are physical, the less Shabbos is going to mean to us. I hate to say it, and I'm talking to myself also. And I want to give you an amazing example of this. A friend of mine, I don't want to say his name because maybe the person is out there, but he's a Rosh Yeshiva, and he was interviewing one time for his fine yeshiva. And he sat down with a certain young man, and he said to him, you know, tell me about your family. And they started talking, and he said, now, Erev Tisha B'Av, the day before Tisha B'Av, my family, we have a barbecue. Got to get ready for the fast, right? So we have a siyum. One of us makes a siyum. It's a learned family. We make a complete attractant in the Talmud. And I don't know if it's mutter or not, but let's leave that aside. And we have a barbecue to undo any barbecue that every hotel will be jealous of. You know, we've got prime ribs, we've got steaks, and we fill ourselves up. So we're all ready for the Tinus, all ready for the ninth of Av. Now, can you imagine that guy that night really being this abel on the Horban, you know, as he's picking the steak out of his teeth? Oh, the base of Mikdash is gone. Come on. You have no shaychus. What does that mean? Because when we're too physical, there's spiritual things which will be far from us. We gotta be real with this reality. Too much physicality equals less spirituality. Binyan Olam equals Korban Aruchnis, the Chosel Bavas. And therefore, when we talk about something like being this abel on the Horban, right? Just for example. Beis HaMikdash is a Shabbos of Beis HaMikdash, but when we talk about that, you know, how come we can't, it's so far away, right? That's the opening question to every drasha, right? Oh, the Beis HaMikdash happened 2,000 years ago, and how do we connect to something so historically far away? That's not true. If we would have watched the Super Bowl 2,000 years ago, we could still connect to it. The reason we can't connect to the Beis HaMikdash is we're not spiritual enough. That's why, because the Beis HaMikdash was a place of spirituality. So that doesn't speak to us enough. That's not what I'm, it's not because of the historical distance. That's a lie. It's because we are not spiritual enough. And if we want to be more connected to, remember this Tisha B'Av, maybe I'll repeat it. But if we want to really be connected to something like Tisha B'Av, then we got to be more spiritual because it's all about spirituality. And if I don't really care that spirituality is lacking from the world, I'm not really going to care that it's not a Beis HaMikdash. Right? And the same thing, not just the mashal for us, but the same thing with Shabbos. Why is Shabbos, why does it remain so far away from us? After all the drush and all everything, I'm talking to myself, because we're not spiritual enough. And the more that we can be spiritual, the more we can be Shvidik, the more we can be seven, in touch with an interface between the physical world and the spiritual world in general in our lives, so for sure the more that we'll be connected to Shabbos. And a way to get connected to that is also by being into Shabbos. Have a great day.